He's coming.
Okay. Page 262. Simon Reish Tezayin. Hagah on the top of the page there. Right, so the last thing we had said yesterday was that if you have the variety of different things, right, each one gets its own bracha. We don't try to combine them and one bracha covered all. The same for food, right? We don't try to...
What are we talking about? We're talking about the smell thing?
Yeah. Smell thing. And the Ramah says, V'im be'erech al kula minei b'samim yotza. But if you do make a b'erech minei b'samim on all them, you would be yotze, because it's a catch-all. But it's not ideal. V'im tzarech lahakdim, right, shalitza shalitzvei b'samim. Right, I lesson Rashid Alf, right, so we'll see about that.
How many times a week do you say that b'samim? Other than on Habbalah?
I don't.
Once a year?
Not even. Right, we don't do it. We don't... And because we're not usually out there smelling stuff.
I put some of the flowers on the table.
So again, if they're not there for smelling, you have to pick them up and you can smell them. I mean, you can do that. So, I guess if you do plan on smelling, I mean, if you have incidental smelling, I don't think that you're obligated to make a bracha. But if you do, you're not. I guess we'll see. But if you, we'll see more in the next halacha, the next siman. But the error, right? But ultimately, if you do want to smell something, so then you follow the protocol. But for things that are meant for eating, meant for decoration, meant for something else, you just can't, you got to go pick it up and smell. Okay, so let's go to Laman Ches. V'im Beirach. If you made an al barimin or something, all of them, canal basif base as well, before that's the catch all. The shamari shinok and atzi. Right, so in those cases, you picked up an atze besamim, you picked up a rose, right, and you made a bari minei besamim. So he said it works. So what's the chiddush here? The chiddush here, v'achmar shenakat rak minei besamim. Here you just made a bari minei besamim. Uberechaso kivun lohotzi gamas atze besamim isvei besamim. Right, and in this case, you had intention to cover the other two, which would normally take their own bracha. So, afil hachiyatza shebrach nushach b'dievet gam aleihem. Right, so, meaning even though when it comes to food, right, we typically, as a machlokas, if you have in mind, let's say you have a shahakol, and you have in mind specifically to cover your shahakol and to cover your orange. So, does it cover the orange? The orange is supposed to have not a shakal bracha, supposed to have a bari b'reitz bracha. So, according to some, if you don't have it specifically in mind, it's definitely not going to cover. Right? Since there is a shakal for it to really cover, it's not going to cover bari b'reitz. But if you didn't have it in mind, if you had it in mind, right? If you have it in mind, so some say that it will work, right? Because you had it in mind. Others say it still doesn't work, and therefore we say you have to find a way to make the bracha, right, on something else, or make a hesach hadas or something, so that when it comes to the orange, you're making the proper bracha and not relying on the shahakol, right? Even though you specifically had in mind to cover it, and if that's all you were holding in your hand was an orange, you made a shahakol, it would work, right? Okay, now, but here the case is that, again, you had kavana. There are other things there, right, that you're having kavana, right, to cover additional things, so we say it'll work. Yatza. So he says, "Ahainu kishkivim behedge lehotzi kol minim." Right. So you, as we said, you have to specifically have in mind to cover the, to cover the other, species spices as well. Bilav hachilo. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Kamola inyan berachas peiros kishalav ladavish berachas preitz preadama. Right. Yishalav ladavish berachas shakal and yotzi b'stam berachas shakal hakol. Right. The shakal is not going to cover an Eitzer and Adama, right? Stop. Right? Because it's not the proper bracha. So we're not going to assume that you wanted to make the improper bracha.
Even if that's the only bracha the person knows.
What?
Even if that's the only bracha the person knows.
So, again, you get into situations like that. If it's the only bracha the person knows, and that's the bracha they make, so b'dievet it will work, right? Those are the typical questions. So what's the situation? That's the only case bracha that the person knows, and he's literally, he's a you know, he's in jail or he's somewhere, right? Otherwise, you should learn the bracha, right? Now, again, it's not always possible, but yeah, if it's the only bracha he knows, then he'll make that bracha. It's the only bracha, you know, that he was taught, but should be taught, you know, additional brachas. I mean, all those cases where it's the only, you know, that case, right? Usually talking about, you know, someone who was kidnapped as a kid and only knows that bracha. Or someone who grew up in a place where, you know, everything was illegal and usher to teach, and therefore somehow he managed to learn that bracha and that he carried with him. Again, but it's an unusual case. Bizman Hazeh wasn't as unusual, you know, 100 years ago or 200 years ago with all the, you know, persecution and being on the move and, you know, whatever chinuch or lack of chinuch that people had. Yeah, what about them?
So now you could say, well, at least I have coverage. There's a debate about what brother would
make. Well, what coverage are you making? Shahakal?
Yeah.
On the whole mixture?
Yeah.
So, right, so for those things, Rav Moshe talked about chocolate covered raisins. You need to make a separate bracha on the raisins, separate bracha on the chocolate. They're both things that you want, and therefore you should make sure you do the bar-prates. And if you can't find an outside fruit to do it on to cover the raisins, you have to do it on the raisins itself. Right? Don't just keep on going shahakol and throwing the whole thing in your mouth and say, "Oh, I forgot, I got to get the raisin out." Right? On the first one, you take a bite, you pull the chocolate off, and then the second bite, you make a bite braids and you bite the raisin. Okay, so he says, Abadah deshami skim lachrom demashu chav lo tomid yoser. No, excuse me, back to the Lama test. Right, we said kamol inyan berachas aperes kishesh lo davish berachas apriyitz priadama yesh lo davish berachas shakel and yotzis on berachas shakel al kol chanabas reish v'afayim. Right, shakel is not going to work unless you specifically had it in mind. And kasva achrem to kishem shiberachas atzei b'samim ain apotel berachas isvei b'samim kain berachas itzvei b'samim ain apotel berachas atzei b'samim te b'asam ain nechlal eitz. Meaning, even though we have that an eitz is a subset of an adama. Right, an H is not a subset of a grass. Right, isve is not, you know, very priadama. So the fruit grows from the ground; just grows through a medium of a tree. Right, isve and atse are very, very different. One is not part of the other, and therefore, neither one can somehow subsume the other. Okay, so I lost some ratio out about the priority. We had the whole machlokas. If you have pre-eats, pre-adam, what comes first? Right? And we generally said that the chaviv comes first. Can't tell you how many times this came up over Shabbos. Right? If you pay attention to it, you know, you were in our chalashitis this week, were you? You were in chalashitis, right? So they had this little fruit platter. And the fruit, right? So this fruit platter has mostly melon, but it has one line of mango. So,
watermelon.
I'm saying, so it's got tadamas and one boy priates, right? So, and I want to make eight and adam before hamotzi, so that I don't have shilas on the bracha. So I get extra brachas, and I don't have shilas because those would definitely, I mean, those would require brachas during the suda also, right? So I pick up the eight, I pick up the adama. So what bracha do you make on it first? So you actually have to think about it. No shiva saminim there, right? So that doesn't, and that doesn't make a difference anyway. So I got to make a determination. What is more chaviv? It's a very tough call, right? Mango, I like mango, right? Honeydew, I like honeydew, right? So it's said all things being equal, if they're both chaviv, then you go with the bar priates, right? So, but again, this does come up. It comes up, you know, in a lot of people's houses. They put different types of fruits or melon or grapes or whatever out there. If you're going to eat more, some of each. So you got to follow the protocol for the brachas.
Sorry, the issue is you didn't want to wash first because what was the problem with that?
No, I do it before I wash because these generally require brachas even during a meal.
Even if it's a fruit salad. But it's not fruit salad.
No, it's a piece of fruit. And even if it's a fruit salad, it most likely requires a bracha before, you know, independent of your meal. because fruit is not part of a meal. It's not something that you typically, it's like a more of a dessert food, regardless of when you serve it.
So what's the advantage of saying it beforehand?
Oh, I could really do it afterwards. All right. But on the slight chance that that is somehow covered by the hamotzi, so I do it beforehand.
You'd have to do a decent amount for
them. What?
You'd have to do a decent amount for them, I'd say. But you can't pick up the potatoes.
No. You could do that if it's not covered by your hamotzi. So right. I'm assuming it's not covered by the hamotzi. Right,
that's the incorrect. Right, so you're assuming that's not. So in theory.
So I could do it after also.
Right, I could do it after. Right, yourself is the fact that in case it is.
Right.
In case it is, making it right before wouldn't really help.
No, because you can make a bracha shein tzrich to avoid a suffix bracha. Right, so not too concerned. But as I'm doing it, as I'm picking up these things, you know, you'll find that there are, you know, first of all, you have to remember the rule, but there are some close calls.
See, that's why you should be fine carrying grapes in your pocket.
Chocolate chips.
No, grapes, because that's the Shevamia, then you're right.
No. If I like honeydew better than grapes, the honeydew's coming
even
first.
Even if it's from the Shevamia?
Even from Shiva Samina.
So you should carry honeydew.
So I do. What about if I have mango?
In your pocket.
In pocket, right.
Jackpot.
I got to carry some honeydew and mango in my
forewarned
pocket.
Forearmed is forewarned.
What?
Dry mango is easy to carry.
Right. But I don't like dry mango. Okay. Anyway.
So I feel like you're prepared.
What?
That's how you were prepared.
You have to call an audible at the table. But the bottom line is that you will find, and I found at least two or three times over Shabbos that I was confronted with this Eitz HaDama conflict, and which one do I like better? Do I like grapes better than honeydew? I think I like honeydew better than grapes. So then the HaDama came before the grapes, right? The mango made it a little more tricky, right? You know, if it was pineapple and, you know, grapes.
But maybe it's better not to eat any of it. It's a suffix, right? You say the wrong one. I mean, really.
You have to decide for yourself what you like better.
No, I understand, but I'm saying it's a suffix rock. Is it better not to eat it?
Isn't
that a
situation
where you have to run away from the situation?
Right. Confront. That's right. Confront it.
Not that firm.
Okay. Anyway, so he says here. So we had right. We talked about priority of brachas. Right, what you normally like better, that's what comes first. But if you like them both, we said that the pre-eats comes first. Right, so if I like mango and honeydew the same, and the mango will come first. But then hacha im chavivim etzlo shneim b'shava nachan yosu lahaktim atzei b'samim. Right, we will say that atzei b'samim is a more, I guess he says, Shehi brachim avureres uprotis biyoser biachach yivarech isvei b'samim. Right? Isvei b'samim is, you know, a basic grass growth. Right? Atze is more of a, you know, has a stem, a stalk, right? And something grows off of that. So atze is considered more chashiv, but again, it's two different brachas, and therefore when you're deciding among two different brachas, you have to take the chaviv one. So if you like smelling mint much better than you like smelling roses, then you'd make an isvei b'samim. If you don't care, it's all the same, then you make the atzei b'samim first. Okay. Yud Aleph. Hebiulafon of hadas v'shemen l'hariachem. So now you have some hadas and some oil to smell. In berchosei and shavos. So if the brachas are equal, meaning the shemen is mixed with rose petals, let's say. So rose petals, and that's what's giving it the aroma in the oil. And we said rose petals are atzei b'samim. They come off of stems and stalks, trees, whatever. Not trees, but stems. Right? So if the bracha is the same, then you make the bracha on the hadas, and you poter sashemen, v'im'enu shavos, mevarach al hadas techila. If they're not the same, right, we'll see what the other options are. Then you would make a bracha on the hadas tchila. Right? Now, we'll see why shouldn't you make the bracha on the one that you like better first. Right? So, let's see. Memahal, v'hariach bohem. Di'ilu shemen shehevi losuch yodav l'ha'avir mehem zuhamasa ochlem. Right? Meaning, this is stuff that is brought, that's for smelling purposes. If it's just there to clean your hands. right? Aim of Arch, much custom ration design to basis. We'll see from the next simon, right? Stuff that serves, you know, other purposes. So oil was meant to clean your hands. So smelling it is not going to take a bracha, right? Unless, right? So again, we'll see some more detail about that. But if you specifically brought the oil for smelling, so that's our case. Right? We'll see more about those cases. So in berchosay and shavos kagon shashem hayim avusam ba'atzei v'samim, right? The oil was mavusam with atzei v'samim, right? With, let's say again, rose petals. Shemavarach al Hashem bari atzei v'samim from over sevav. So therefore, the proper bracha on that oil is atzei v'samim. You can come join us. We're gonna make you sit right here, Shmuel.
You have one.
Page 262. 261.
Want to hang up on
one? Yes, he did. 261. So if the brachas are the same, fine. Mevarach alas, but if they're different, right, then we say the hadas comes first. So he says, hatam, the hadas hu gufa eitz, hanikri besamim, right? The hadas is, right, the ikar smell from the tree, from the wood, right? So now we're putting different variants. Even if the brachas are different, we don't go with chaviv. We go with what is an ikker smell and what is an acquired smell. Right? An oil is an acquired smell from the rose petals, and the hadas is an inherent smell. So he says hilchah hadas chashiv etfei l'hachim b'varach alav. Upotar Hashem bebrachos, and therefore covers the oil. Shemavarach halav, no tel hahadas biyamin veHashem besmal. The aldavar shemavarach not loy biyamino. I assume he's telling us this, that the rules for, right? Because he's saying he's supposed to hold the hadas in this hand, the other one in the other hand, because your one brach is going to cover both, right? So sounds like you should, A, you know, if you plan on eating two things, or plan on, I don't know if it's true for eating, but you always have to hold your food in the right hand. Right? We talked about that a while ago, right? It's not so simple, right? You go ahead and you pour yourself a cup of soda and you make the bracha. You're pouring with your right hand. Soda's in the left hand. You have to make the bracha with your actual food product in your left hand, right? If you're pouring from any container into your hand, or your hand's going to take from the container, it's always the right hand's holding it, left hand's taking, right? So if you're a good boy, you're going to go ahead and switch it before the bracha, right? So the same is true for besamim. You have to hold it in the right hand.
Even now, if you're lefty?
No, lefty is going to go ahead and switch it after, right? Because this is not Kabbalistic. This is for chashiva. So you hold it in your stronger hand, right? Now, why do you, let's say, because, you know, let's say you're making a bracha on an apple, an orange, and a pear, right? So we don't say that you have to hold all of them in your hands, right? You see, you make the bracha on the apple, you have a mind covering the pear and the plum and the peach and whatever, right? And you hear we're telling you to hold it all in your hand, right? Hold one in the right hand, one in the left hand. I don't know if that's ma'akev. I'm assuming if it's on the table in front of you, it'll be covered by your bracha. But maybe because you're going to smell them both right away, and smelling, you know, it's one thing eating an apple, it can take some time. You're not expecting to eat the apple and immediately go eat the orange. Right, smelling, you're going to smell, and you're going to smell. Right, you're not going to spend 5 minutes just like, unless it's certain illegal substances, you're not going to just go there, sit there and, you know, and smell for 5 minutes. You're going to go smell this one, and then you're going to go smell the secondary one. So maybe that's why you have to hold them both in your hands. Bimein on Shabbos. Right, so if they're not equal, right, we said the hadas comes first. Right, the oil was, you know, flavored with mint, or was that oil from the afar simon, which is, it was inherently has its own bracha, right? So in that case, one's not going to cover the other, right? The first case we're talking about, you know, they're both Atzei, both this face, so one's going to cover the other here. Obviously, it can't. So, again, we're back to our situation where you have two different brachas. Baruch ha'adas t'chila. Afagav d'shem and afar simon. Reichel machmas atzmo kol me'acherim. right? They're both, right? Shem and Afar Simon is inherently a smelling thing, just like the rose is inherently has a smell. So the oil for this fruit is also, right? V'gam b'chaso chashuva shemaskim yach shem b'chaso, right? You mention oil specifically, it's a very specific bracha. Afilu hachi hada shukibriyaso v'kayim b'gufo chashuv tfei. Right? Since the hadas is as it grows, and the shem and afar simon is squeezed oil out of this fruit, so the hadas is considered to be more significant. Okay, let's go to Berlach here. Mevarach al hadas tchila. Ayin b'alei rabbi shikshel ator shkos leinu shem and afar simon. Imizdam loy mahadas mevarach tchila al hadas. That if you have the shem and afar simon and the hadas, you make the hadas first. Right, if you say it's talking about that the hadas is inherently smells and the oil is an acquired smell, right? Which is not an acquired smell, it's an inherent smell. So why for the hadas does it come before the olive oil? Right, so again, one's an oil, even though, right, you know, that's the ikur produce, but nonetheless, it's not the olive. It's a squeezed product as opposed to, you know, hadas is a piece of wood. It's the actual thing, and you're smelling it. The assumption is you don't like one better. One of them is not more chav. Right, if there is one that's more chav, you can follow that. That if the brachos are not the same, you go after chav. So therefore, our halachi here, where it tells you to go pick, you know, the hadas over the shemen, right? They're two different brachas. It must be that they're both equally chavav. Right? Or maybe, right, the fact that the hadas is an inherent thing, that's so, that even overrides chashav, changes all the rules, right, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the priority of these besamim. Okay. Stop here. I assume you're diving now.